You know, with all the talk about potential changes at the Port of Auckland, and I also note, you pick up the front page of the Herald today and it says secret talks on takeover of the port. A Dubai-based global port operation is looking at taking over Auckland's ailing port business. That was from Bernard Orsman in today's Herald. So, there have been a lot of ideas mooted here, both taking advantage of deep water berths up at Northport and also redirecting some of the vessels to Tauranga. And it's with that in mind that many years ago, Tainui Group Holdings decided to develop a super hub, a logistical hub at Ruakura. And I thought it's just an appropriate time to just catch up on where that one is at, because it's a massive project. It's been going on for years, and there's some way down the track. Now, Chris Joblin is the CEO of Tainui Group Holdings, and I thank you for joining us today, Chris. It's nothing contentious, dramatic, or you know, expose, but more just a bit of a catch-up as to where we're at with that kaupapa. Thanks for joining us on the program, Chris. Kia ora tēnei.
Kia ora koutou, and it's a real pleasure to join and share a little bit about what we're up to.
Well, it's a really big project, wasn't it? Because apart from the freight and logistics hub, there's also associated residential, commercial, maybe even industrial potential on this site. Chris, can you just back us up and remind us when TGH thought that it was a good investment idea going forward, and how far into the project we are and how far we've got to go? Just sort of paint a picture of the Ruakura super hub for our listeners, if you'd be kind enough, please, Chris.
Yeah, no problem. So Ruakura Estate, we own 490 hectares of whenua on the eastern edge of Hamilton by the university there. And in the middle of that of that whenua, you have two key pieces of logistical infrastructure, one being the East Coast Main Trunk Line for rail, which connects Tauranga with Auckland, and also the Waikato Expressway, which opened a little while ago. And so those are in the heart of that 490 hectares of whenua that we own there. And so 16 years ago, you know, TGH and the tribe looked at what was the best use of that whenua. And another developer would have probably just cut it up into residential sections. But because of the tribe's, you know, overwhelming desire to retain its whenua, you know, we looked at what are the other options. And looking at those key bits of infrastructure, it was really obvious that Ruakura could become, you know, a logistical mega centre, you know, built off those bits of infrastructure. So, you know, sort of fast forward 16 years, you know, we're now in the process where we've built, you know, the key connecting roads, you know, between the expressway and the city. We've started the development of a number of buildings there. So the first was Peter Baker Transport, which is now open and operating. You know, we're building a circa 40,000 square metre building for Kmart, for their distribution centre. We've got Maersk, you know, the global shipping company that's also building a logistics hub at Ruakura. And we're also, you know, just starting to come out of the ground for a distribution centre for Big Chill, which is one of the Freightways subsidiaries. So it's really taken off, and it's really exciting now when you drive through the, you know, the super hub, and you can see just the scale of the things that are coming. And I think probably the other point that I'll just touch on is within that 490 hectares, there's going to be a mix of different things there across residential, and it's really important that we create opportunities for people to live close to where they work. You know, retail, there'll be a service centre which has energy provision and food and things like that. And then you have a knowledge zone, which, you know, creates space for the likes of the Crown Research entities to grow and grow their footprint. And then most importantly of all, the inland port itself, a logistics zone and industrial zone. So it's a big project.
The obviously, you're working in tandem too with the port in Tauranga. So effectively, you could take containers, for instance, off at Tauranga, whack them straight onto a train up through the Kaimais and through to Hamilton. Is that the thinking that's going on there? And could the same occur from the Auckland port? Or I was talking with a friend saying that there has to be some significant rail infrastructural investment to make that a reality and get them off the wharves as quick as we can, Chris. What feedback from Tauranga Moana and the port there, for instance, about utilising the Ruakura Super Hub?
Yeah, so we're partnering with Ports of Tauranga around the actual inland port component of Ruakura, so we've got a joint venture there. And basically, what Ruakura does is it creates the supply chain in the North Island and New Zealand. It makes it more efficient. So for your listeners, if you're driving in the car and you go past a truck now, about 40% of them have nothing in them. They're just repositioning and shipping air. And that's because imports largely come into Auckland and exports go out of Tauranga. And so that's inefficient. And what we're endeavouring to do at Ruakura is to have the import and the export supply chains in one place, which then means that an import container can come in carrying, you know, food, jeans, you know, T-shirts, TVs and the like. It gets unloaded and then gets distributed from Ruakura to the rest of the country. That container then goes to the building next door and gets loaded up with meat, milk powder, you know, export products. Goes back on the train, back to the port. And so that creates huge efficiency. And what that will do is take about 65,000, you know, truck movements off the road a year, which is huge, you know, when we think about climate change.
Very much so. Well, obviously the new mayor in Auckland is getting a bit hoo-ha too, and he thinks that at the moment we're just storing Japanese import cars and boxes on the wharf. To be honest, you know, as a resident here as well, Chris, I think most of us would prefer not to have the port right smack bang in the middle of our beloved harbour. It certainly is very dominant and denies people access to, you know, the waterfront. We've seen how a move from the main harbour site, you would have looked at Sydney as well in your work over the years, and how they've moved to Port Botany. So there's a big push to make this a reality, and part of the reason I wanted to know whether Ruakura was geared up to take the volume of traffic from our merchant seafarers' end, whether they can accommodate the ships, the boxes, the imports. And do you think you can, if Auckland was to change in the way it was used as a port?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. So the inland port part of Ruakura can handle up to 1 million containers or 20-foot equivalents TEUs, you know, when it's fully built. So that will take a lot of pressure off the existing port infrastructure. And what that will enable the ports to do is to marshal and handle and be more efficient around the load and unload containers, you know, on and off ships. So what you'll see is a movement of some of the logistical elements that currently happen on port will move into the hinterland, you know, the likes of Ruakura. So what that does is it means that the ports can use their, you know, finite space to grow, to be able to handle those greater volumes on and off ship. So Ruakura is just one part of, you know, a big supply chain. But all these things create more efficiency, and that means that we can handle, you know, more volume through the existing infrastructure.
Well, it sounds good. I'm pleased that we have invested strongly in the future, and infrastructural investment is important. Good catching up with you. Thanks very much for joining us on the program today. Chris, how far away are we from being able to say that the Lord Cooler Super Hub is finished?
When we originally envisaged, developing the Lord Cooler, we thought it'd be a 50-year journey. I think the reality is it's probably more like 15. So it is going really well. There's huge demand. And it's really exciting times for us, as a commercial arm of the iwi and for the iwi itself. And real pleasure to talk with you this morning and just share a little bit about what we're doing.
Yeah, come on. My engineer's just ducked out. Maybe he's gone to the Whalipaki, so I need to talk with you more. So I'm going to ask you another question. Question. Hey, mate, is there anything from your work desk that our people might be interested to know? Because, TGH always on the move, man.
Yeah, we're really focused on a couple of big things. One is Ruakura, and we're also looking at what we do in the CBD of Hamilton as well. So, TGH on behalf of the tribe owns roughly 13 hectares of fennel in the CBD. So we're thinking about how we can do something different there and reimagine that future. So that's a big focus for us. Obviously, we are involved in partnering with Auckland Airport and building Te Ariki Nui, the new Pullman Hotel at Auckland Airport. So that's exciting. I think, that's a beautiful building, and every time I see it, it almost brings a tear to my eye. It is that magnificent. So, it is really exciting times for us, and we've got a lot going on. And I think what makes, our business and other iwi corporates, different to the mainstream is that, we invest for the long term and we do things differently. And that manifests itself in the things that we build, and they impart a big chunk of who we are and what our aspirations are.
Yeah, well, hey, I take great pride too. Looking at that, you're not alone at the new hotel at the airport. When's it due to open, Chris?
It'll open late next year.
Late next year, and the big construction for ACC in Hamilton and in the central city. How far down the track are we with that build?
Yeah, we're a long way down the track there, so that will open late March, early April next year.
Good stuff. Nice catch up, Chris. Thanks a lot, Chris. Good talking with you again, man. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Kia ora, Chris. Let's have a yarn down the track a little.